Hi there, how can I help you?
Hi, who's this?
Sorry?
Who is this again?
Who am I speaking with?
This is Aaron with AB Carriers. Who am I speaking with?
Abraham.
Okay, Abraham, I was looking for Thomas.
Thomas, all right. May I have your name again?
It's Aaron with AB Carriers.
AB Carriers.
Yes.
Just hold on the line.
Thank you.
Thank you for holding. Thomas speaking. How can I help?
Hey, Thomas. This is Aaron with AB Carriers. I don't know if you remember me. We spoke about roughly about a month ago.
Aaron, how are you?
I'm good. So the reason I'm calling you is because I'm not having a good experience. And I'm wondering if you can help me out here.
Sure, I can. Tell me what happened.
So I have been dealing with Mark. I believe that's his name, Mark. So Mark has been the person who has been, I've been going back and forth with, who's been working on our website, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And this has become extremely frustrating for me. Partly because, like I kind of told you in the beginning, I don't really know anything about websites or, you know, how all this stuff works. So it's kind of in you guys' court. But the biggest thing being is that, first of all, this has been, you know, over a month now, and we don't have a website up and running. We're paid in full with you guys. But the biggest thing is that I am now going back and forth with Mark with these emails, and when I'm trying to explain to him what I want on the website, he's either not understanding me or he's not doing what I'm asking him to do. And, you know, and then it takes him 2 days to come back to me and says, okay, I've updated the things you've asked me to update on the website and tell me what you think. And then I'm going into the website and the things that I've asked him to change have not been changed. So I keep going back to him and saying, okay, I sent you an email saying all of this needs to be changed. You know, I don't want this here. I don't want this here. I don't want this here. And I'm trying to be as specific as I can. And, you know, and then he replies to me and says, okay, you know, I'll go back and I'll fix this. And then he comes back 2 days later and says, okay, I've made the changes. And I go in there and it's still there. And I'm like, oh my God. Now, I had asked him a couple weeks ago, we had like a Zoom meeting. And because I had told him that it's easier for me to have a Zoom meeting with him because I think part of the problem is that when I'm trying to explain things via email, it's hard for me to explain to you guys what I'm trying to describe to you because I'm not a website person. So, you know, I try to be very detailed and say, okay, on the second page, under where it says services, can you change this? You know, so I try to be very specific so he knows exactly what I'm looking at and what I want changed. And yet we're apparently not connecting. So we're over a month now into this website and we're not making the progress we need to be making. So that's number one. Number two, I've asked him a couple questions that he is just, I don't know if he's just ignoring in my emails or... But, you know, one of the things that I had asked about was, you know, I had filled in some of the sections, for example, you know, where it says, like, about us. You know, I'd put a couple lines in there just so that we had something written. But obviously I'm not good with wording things. I'm not good with, you know, how to write something so that it sounds very professional and, you know, that's not my forte, you know, but he had told me not to worry about that because you guys have like writers that would help me word that properly and make it sound better. And so I'd asked him about that, you know, about making those sections better. And he has not answered me on multiple occasions when I've asked him about somebody, you know, kind of spicing those areas up. And then, like, there's a couple things, like, that he's put in the website, he's putting the stuff in there exactly as I write it in my emails. And, like, I've noticed, you know, because obviously I'm not the most intelligent person in the world. So I make spelling mistakes that, you know, my spell check doesn't always catch. And I've noticed a couple spelling errors. And I'm like, well, I mean, you guys are doing the website. You should be, like, spell checking that when you're writing it. Mm-hmm. I would think when you put it up on my website, you would be checking the spelling on there. And you're not. So I'm finding mistakes on the website that are, like, simple spelling errors. I've told them about them and said, hey, you know, on this page, this is spelled incorrectly. I need you to fix this. I've asked him like 3 times on one section about fixing it. He still hasn't fixed it.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm kind of becoming extremely frustrated with this whole website process. And I'm more frustrated because we're paid in full with you guys, which my partner is very frustrated with that because he's now angry at the fact that, you know, we paid in full and now we're just kind of lingering with this website that's not done.
Well, first of all, I have to apologize on what happened. And second, the complaint that you mentioned about the spelling mistakes, that is from the production department. I have received another complaint with a similar type of an issue. So I think that's not Mark's fault. That's the fault. Of course, that like eventually that's Mark's fault as well because he's responsible for the whole project. Nobody else is. But what we need to do is we need to speak with the production department about what they are actually doing with the projects. Why are not they're not writing the content like they used to, and what is the problem which is actually happening. So we don't want our clients to face this problem, and we have to meet the deadlines that we have set with our clients. So I truly apologize on that. I will initiate this case right away. I will speak with Mark's manager as well, and I will speak with the production department as well. Just give us like 2 to 3 hours, max 2 hours, and the manager will be giving you a call and giving you a resolution on that. Okay?
Okay. All right. I appreciate it, Thomas.
Yeah, just give us like a couple hours. And I'm extremely sorry that you have to face this, but just wait for like a couple hours. It will be solved.
Okay. I appreciate it, Thomas. Thank you.
No problem, ma'am. Thank you so much. Goodbye.
All right. Bye-bye.